U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has slammed President Donald Trump's administration plans, that is, to accelerate arms sales and send additional forces to Saudi Arabia.
Once again, President Trump is turning a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's continued violence against innocent Yemenis, as well as its horrific murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and its gross abuses of human rights, which represent a moral and humanitarian crisis. The United States cannot enable more brutality and bloodshed.
Nancy Pelosi described the Trump's decision as alarming, adding that it is the latest outrageous attempt to circumvent the will of the Congress. The speaker's criticism follows an announcement from the Pentagon that it would send additional troops and enhanced air and missile defense systems to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. military aid was in response to Yemen's recent attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Joining us for more on that story is Paul Larudi, former U.S. government advisor, and we also have David Yagubian, professor of history. Gentlemen, welcome. If I could start with you, Mr. Yagubian, why do you think it is that Trump's sidelining Congress when it comes to the U.S.'s military relationship with the Saudis?
Well, I have to say that the Congress has generally given up a lot of its constitutional authority to the executive over the past 20 years or more. The authorization for the use of military force is an example of that. And so if Trump, as president, decides that he can do this, he will. Now, his views are that basically anything that benefits the U.S. economy, that is sales, for example, of military equipment, is, as a businessman, he thinks it's worth doing, even if it results in rivers of blood and if it prolongs war. In fact, one can conclude that the U.S. is more and more attached to the idea of war as a profitable concern. And so this is a big problem. Basically, what Trump is doing is he's doing what he feels he can get away with.
Right. And Mr. Yagubian, just touching on that, there is growing frustration in Congress over the past few months with regarding Saudi Arabia. Why do you think that is?
Accurately described and stated, there is no appetite within the American public for yet another war. And she was specific, saying, you know, especially for and specifically for Saudi Arabia. So in this sense, Nancy Pelosi, Justin Amash, who is an independent, Representative Davidson, all who spoke out very strongly against this latest attempt to use this Ansarallah attack as a way to further bolster Saudi, UAE, and potentially Jordanian forces, they are acting in the interests of the American population, which is sick and tired of eternal war, largely for the purposes of serving an apartheid Israel. But fully agreeing with Paul Larudi, I just want to briefly link up what he was talking about in terms of the importance for the Trump administration of the military-industrial complex and arms sales to the nature of the Saudi-U.S. relationship, especially since 1973, after which a secret deal was created. And this was all exposed in a 2016 Bloomberg article talking about the secret deal that was forged between the United States, specifically Henry Kissinger, and the Saudis, regarding the necessity for Saudis to price their oil in dollars and to engage in what is called as petrodollar recycling, where they will reinvest these dollars into the American economy, buying treasury bonds and securities, and also buying billions of dollars of, as President Trump calls them, beautiful weapons. And so this also undergirds undergirds this need for by the Trump administration to continue to sell arms to Saudi Arabia and to defend Saudi Arabia, because this was what was in the deal in 1974. Basically, the Saudis get to virtually do whatever they want, including, if you will, September 11th, and they can get off scot-free, and the United States will defend them. That's the deal that was forged, and the petrodollar and petrodollar recycling is so critically important to the military-industrial complex because it underwrites American empire as the United States can continue to print dollars and rack up now more than $22 trillion worth of debt and still continue along its path because of the role of the dollar as global reserve currency. If the Saudi U.S. relationship fails, the global reserve currency, the dollar as global reserve currency, will also be hastened, as it is already being hastened by Trump regime activities.
And Mr. LaRudy, just touching on Nancy Pelosi's statement, I have it here in front of me. It's quite a powerful statement. She says Americans are wary of war and have no interest in entering another Middle East conflict, particularly on behalf of Saudi Arabia. They will not stand by while the president undermines our security and jeopardizes the lives of our brave servicemen. Do you think Trump is undermining the national security of the American people?
I think every administration is undermining the national security of the American people, because it's under the foreign policy and the military policy is largely under the control of advisors and experts who are under the control of Israel. So Israel is running our foreign policy and is ready to defend its policy to the last American, basically. The Iraq war was to a large extent because of that. But they work in conjunction with the military-industrial complex in the United States, who benefit enormously from every war. So why not? There are plenty of people who consider it to be in the interest of the United States to fight these wars, and they're in league with the Israeli-supported experts who are doing it. Now, Nancy Pelosi may indict Donald Trump for this activity, but where was Nancy Pelosi when the Obama administration was spending all this money and fighting all these wars and having Tuesday night meetings every Tuesday night in the White House to decide who's going to die by remote control drones? I mean, there's no difference between these administrations. What she's trying to do is to get the Democrats back into power to replace Trump, and then she's going to be the one selling the arms to Saudi Arabia and who knows who else.
Mr. Yerubian, do you agree with that? I come back to Nancy Pelosi's statement just because, I mean, this is not Iran's or its allies saying this. This is the U.S. House Speaker saying that Trump is turning a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's continued violence against innocent Yemenis, as well as its gross human abuses of human rights, which represent a moral and humanitarian crisis. The United States cannot enable more brutality and bloodshed. That's not Iran or its allies. Iran has been saying that for the past 4 or 5 years, but this is the U.S. House Speaker saying this.
Clearly, and again, this is welcome to hear her say that, and this is encouraging, but I definitely agree with Paul Verrutti that she is playing partisan politics, and while the Obama administration was destroying Libya and making Libyans free to sell sub-Saharan African slaves on the open market, destroying Syria by way of its support of Al-Qaeda-related proxies and ISIS, we heard very little out of the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and the Dianne Feinstein. So I will just say, though, even if this is just part of their partisan posturing, it is important and it is welcome, and it is indeed echoing the words of Iranian political elites and Mohammad Javad Zarif. And so let's just face it, it's increasingly difficult to argue anything else about the genocidal slaughter of the Yemeni people over the last 4.5 years by the U.S.-supported Saudi and UAE coalition. So this is partisan politics. This is also, I believe, reality, both the reality of the Yemeni war and also the reality of where the American public stands relative to ongoing eternal American wars abroad.
Right. We'll just drop that statement then. Just put it aside in that case. put it maybe in the waste bin. If so, gentlemen, I'm afraid we've run out of time. I'd like to thank our guest, Paul Larudia, former U.S. government advisor. And we also had David Yerubian, a professor of history. Dear viewers, that's all the time we have left for our news review segment. Thank you for staying tuned.